please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about women are insane. Well, let's go. Hi friends, hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. I found this bullshit. I don't know if we'll be able to put it out this morning because I got a lot of stuff to do this morning, so I'll do what I can. But yeah, back to this. Look what this fucking piece of shit Sharon Stone says. It says,
"The more famous and powerful I get, the more power I have to hurt men."
Fuck you, bitch. No, this is not cool. This bitch used to be Yummylicious back in the day, but now she's an old fucking hag. Yes, friends. She is fucking an old fucking bag that thinks she's fucking God's gift to men. Maybe back in the what, the 1920s in the silent era? She's not that old, but fucking A, she does look old. But yes, friends, fuck this bitch in my opinion, but whatever, let's continue. Yes, friends, like we're in the subject of old washed up fucking actress whores, look at this fucking bitch, Jada Pinkett Smith. She's married to Will Smith. He's a fucking faggot in my opinion. Yeah, people think that Will is short for William. No, his first name is Wilbur. What a fucking faggot. Oh, why is he a faggot? He's a loser faggot for the simple fact, even though he has all this money, he's rich, and he has all this fucking good looking body and whatever, he has this fucking monkey on his back. Until he gets rid of this shit, he's a loser. But what do I know? Let's see what this bitch has to say, right?
I can love myself and love others. That we could all be on the road together.
Yes, do you want to have this bitch as your co-pilot? What the fuck did this fucking bitch do? Yeah, she fucked her son's friend and then fucking cucked this fucking bitch. Oh yeah, so when this motherfucker was going down eating this fucking bitch's rotting cotton candy, it tasted like fucking young dude spunk. Enjoy.
So I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to speak my truth.
The truth is that you're a lying, cheating whore, and Will Smith should fucking divorce you, but because he's a weak, thirsty-ass motherfucker, he won't do it. Yes, and go ruin this motherfucker's life. That's what he deserves for being a fucking weak-ass bitch. Yes, niggers are fucking thirsty-ass fucks in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
But I'm also gonna protect you.
Oh, so you're protecting Will Smith, huh? From who? Was it whom? I don't know. I'm a stupid wetback myself, but whatever, right? Anyways, yes, who the fuck are you protecting this guy from? From yourself? Remember, you fucked another dude because you're a fucking whore and this guy's a weak-ass bitch. Are you protecting him from his fucking feelings? No, you're not protecting no one. As a matter of fact, you're going for maximum damage. You're telling the whole fucking world that you fucked this guy and this guy's a weak-ass bitch. Just saying. Well, let's continue.
So if I gotta look like the adulterous wife.
What the fuck? What do you mean you look? You don't look like an adulterous fucking wife or whatever. You are an adulterous wife, you fucking bitch. Then you hear all the women fucking agreeing like, yeah, you fucking bitch. Of course you agree with this fucking whore because women are fucking whores. That's all they fucking know is how to fucking suck a dick. And they don't even do that fucking well, so what the fuck, Will Smith? You're a bitch in my opinion, but let's continue.
To make sure you're good, I'ma do it.
So, let me get this straight. You slept with that other dude just to make Will Smith look good? You whore! You fucking worthless fucking whore. You see why you shouldn't let fucking women do whatever the hell they want? A lot of these guys give these free reins to these women, and then when they fuck up their life, they go, "What happened?" It's because you trusted your woman, you fucking idiot. This is what you get, so fuck you and enjoy it.
Wow. Yeah. I learned how to love myself and not leave Will on the side of the road.
Let me get this straight. So you cheated on the guy so you wouldn't leave him? Oh, okay, so you had to taste another dude's dick to know that you love Will Smith. Oh, good idea. Next.
And I hadn't learned how to love Will and not leave myself on the side of the road. In that-
Yes, Will Smith, you're a fucking idiot. She's talking about leaving you on the side of the road that she didn't want to and blah, blah, blah. But if you would have left her on the side of the road, you would have had a way better life. You're way more famous than her. You made all these fucking movies and made a shitload of money. You could have got yourself a 20-year-old version of that bitch. Oh, yeah. Don't you want to have a newer fucking model? Why not? But no, you're a fucking idiot, so this is what fucking blew up in your fucking face. Yeah, enjoy.
That moment, because I felt so bad that he was in this situation, I decided, I'm going to love you, Will, and I'm going to leave myself at the side of the road.
Yes, you did all that thing just so you could be a whore. And you stomped on this dude's heart. And that's why he slapped that fucking bitch Chris Rock. Hey, Chris Rock is way funnier than fucking Will Smith. Will Smith is just a fucking joke. So yeah, friend, this is what you got, so enjoy.
And on top of it, I want Will out. I don't want him part of this, okay?
You fucking cunt. You made him involved with that bullshit after you fucked that guy and you married him, remember? Yeah, so when you fucked that guy, you fucking betrayed this dude. And this dude, instead of doing the right thing and divorcing your ass, he fucking stayed with you. Fucking nigger mentality. Well, I should say fucking stupid mentality. People are retarded, but whatever. Let's continue.
Bad guy. I'm the worst. Great. Let's be done with it.
Right.
I wanted it.
Sure, bitch. Let's pretend that shit never happened. You didn't fuck the other guy. And Will Smith never slapped that fucking Chris Rock, dude. Yes. Fucking, you believe this shit? You're fucking retarded. Fucking Will Smith is a fucking idiot and should have divorced this fucking bitch a long time ago. But no, he'd rather be with fucking Tupac's fucking sloppy seconds. Enjoy.
Done. You got your answer. I'm the adulterous wife. Let's be done. And let's move on.
Yes, Will Smith. Divorce this fucking bitch and be done with it. What the fuck's wrong with you? She doesn't have a magic pussy. She's fucking old and decrepit. She looks like a fucking creature, but you're a fucking idiot. Enjoy.
You know, as to get him through it, the family through it, let it go.
Well, if that was true, then why don't you let it go? Yeah, you keep on talking about this shit. Didn't this happen about a year ago or something? Or maybe more? Yeah, but we're already in 2026. The Oscars, when he got slapped, was what, last year? Or the year before? He's like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? Yeah, well, Will Smith is fucking stupid. He should divorce her, but he probably doesn't want to lose half of his shit. Well, that's what you get for marrying fucking someone else's sloppy seconds. Just saying. Well, let's continue.
Right. And, but I had to learn. That was a big learning moment.
A learning experience, huh? Well, men are starting to learn to stay away from women because they're tired of all you guys' bullshit. So, what the fuck? Men have no other recourses. We only have to either get married and get a fucking horrible wife, or we get to stuck doing fucking bullshit with fucking little people. So, fucking, we don't have any choices as men, but endure, friends. It'll get better. Trust me. Just saying.
For me, I wouldn't have been able to see that aspect of myself that needed to learn that I could love myself and love others.
Yes, friends, apparently she learned all this shit from cheating with other dudes. Yes, friends, this is the type of mentality that women have. So, yeah, do you really want to have a girlfriend and get married and do all this bullshit? Look at Will Smith. He's rich and famous, but yet this bitch still cheated on him. So, what do you think as a regular person? You think you have better odds than this fucking douchebag? No! So, don't do it. Just saying.
That we could all be on the road together.
That just blows my mind away how fucking insane these bitches are. Yeah, you see how fucking crazy they are? They're nuttier than squirrel shit. Yes, friend. But you want to see some more Down syndrome? I got some more bullshit from our favorite website, Reddit. Yeah, I got this one little bullshit of a family. Well, a mom and a dad catching your 18-year-old daughter getting fucked by not one, but two guys. So let's watch. Yes, friends, this is fucking stupid, but people wanna do shit like this, so let's read it. It says, my wife walked in on our daughter for having sex with two guys. How do we handle it? Well, if she's under your roof getting fucked by fucking two dudes, then maybe you should kick her out and fucking go do your horse shit somewhere else.
But no, that's my daughter. I don't wanna go out there and have to fight the elements and all these people.
Hey, she's a big girl, and she's taking two dicks at the same time, so apparently she could take care of herself. Just saying. My wife and I are supposed to be out of town for the weekend, but our plans have changed. Oh, really? Do tell. And we came back home a day early. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Yes, this guy fucking came in to a fucking horrifying sight. Yes, friends, what a fucking moron. But whatever, you believe in feminist fucking ideals, and this is what you got now. Enjoy. My wife walked in our 18-year-old daughter having sex with two guys at the same time. Oh, yes. I wish I had a chick like this. Mine is the horriness, but that's what you want. But she's supposed to fuck you, not the other dudes, but whatever. Our daughter, the whore, is not aware that this happened since my wife quickly walked out and we got in the car and drove away. Oh man, what a fucking retard. This guy ran away like a little bitch. Yes, what happened to your testicles? Apparently your wife has them in her purse. No wonder why your daughter's getting fucked by two dudes, because she doesn't know what a real man is. Enjoy. Our daughter has always been a great kid. Apparently she's getting fucked by two dudes. Good grades, no drug or drinking issues.
I'm a true.
Just a semen issue. Good job, guy.
Chats.
Played sports in high school. I'm sure the thing that she was playing is probably fucking the bed sheet fucking gymnastics, right? Right, Eva. She's going to a local university and often stays at our house and we love seeing her. Is that before or after she gets fucking run a train on her? She broke up with her longtime boyfriend right after classes started in August. Oh, so that gave her the hall pass to be a fucking whore, right? Hot girl summer? Oh man, I wonder if this guy was fucking around when she was growing up. Doesn't this bitch have any morals? Oh yeah, feminism, I'm sorry. Anyways, let's continue. We knew that she was having sex with the prior boyfriend. Well, that's her boyfriend, not some rando dudes. Just saying. So we are not prudes, but we are worried about her encounter with two guys. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, that'd be funny. They were using unprotected sex. Now this bitch has a baby. And you're going to be proud grandparents. Enjoy. STDs and pregnancy are, of course, a concern, but our biggest issue is how to handle this particular encounter and behavior. Yes, man. How do you come fucking and talk to her and tell her, oh, honey, we noticed you were having sex with two gentlemen. Were you using protection? Yeah, that's some fucking interesting conversation. Anyways, let's continue. Since this happened a week ago, my wife and I have been arguing about how to handle it. Yeah, stop being a fucking pussy and just go out straight out and tell her fucking what you saw and what you're gonna tolerate and what you're not gonna tolerate. But apparently you're a fucking loser. But whatever, right? And then he finishes saying, any suggestions from other parents? Well, I don't have a fucking kid or not, but you know, you shouldn't be being a weak little bitch. If you fucking walked into that, that bitch should have told you and you should have got out of that car and go over there, start kicking some ass and slap that bitch fucking asses fucking raw. Yeah, she likes taking dick in the ass, so I'm sure she could take a good spanking. Wait a minute, but won't that be a fucking reward for her? She seems like a sick degenerate bitch, but apparently she's a good girl because she gets good grades. Yeah, she gets an A as a whore, right? The A for adultery or something? Well, whatever. This is the thing that we have to deal with, friends. Don't be stupid like these people, because sooner or later this shit's gonna fucking... Well, it is fucking spilling over. That's why the world's falling apart. These women think they could do no harm, no foul, and everything's gonna keep on chugging along. Yeah, every single woman does this shit, as far as my observation goes. Yeah, so that's why you can't break bread with women. Either you control them and fucking have them in your life, or don't control them and stay away. Yeah, the choice is yours. Because if you choose stay with them and pit up with
what
their bullshit, oh God, may God have mercy on your soul. But anyways, I gotta talk to you later because I got shit to do. Earlier this morning, I was gonna go donate some blood to get money, but it was too fucking cold. So that's why I didn't do it, because then it's going to be fucking with me. But you know, money is money, and I could use it, so yeah, that's my little toils. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later, and you be awesome. Goodbye.
Ha ha ha.